6. We'll begin our reading together in verse number 1 as we continue our series through the book of Isaiah. We come to the 46th chapter together. We'll read the entire chapter, Isaiah chapter 46. The Bible says, Bel boweth down, Nebo stoopeth. Their idols were upon the beast and upon the cattle. Their carriages were heavy loaden. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel. Ye are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, I will bear, and even I will carry, and deliver, and will deliver you. To whom will ye liken me, and make me equal, and compare me, that ye may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag, and weigh silver in the balance, and hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god, and fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him and set him in his place, and he standeth from his place, shall he not remove, yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Remember this, verse 8, and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, that ye far that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry, and I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your words that are such a comfort and a help to us. And Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, not to just be hearers of your word, but also to be doers. Lord, that you would bring us to a place where we cast our care upon you, that we look to you for the one who can carry our heavy burdens. Lord, I pray that you would hide me behind the cross and give me the words to say. I pray, Lord, that you would give me the right attitude and mind and strength to preach your word. And may you be glorified this morning, and may your word be glorified in us. Lord, we look to you for help and direction for our life. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, folks, we all have a life that is filled with burdens today. Job said in Job chapter 5 and verse 7 that man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upwards. Someone said you're either coming into a trial, you're in a trial, you're coming out of a trial. Life is consistently filled with burdens and troubles and difficulties. We cannot escape the burdens of life. And yet I'm reminded from our text this morning that as believers that we can trust and look to the true God who will carry those burdens in our life. The false gods and securities of this world cannot carry burdens. They create more burdens in our life. And I have entitled my message this morning, Gods That You Carry, or A God Who Will Carry You. God desires to be the burden bearer in your life. In the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter, there's a wonderful passage of Scripture. And in that passage of Scripture, the Lord Jesus is speaking to the multitude of people. There's a great religious burden that is placed upon the people because of the religious leaders of that day. And the people in Israel were struggling under the weight of that burden in their life. And Jesus stands before the people and says something that must have been so refreshing to hear. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." What a wonderful truth today for us as believers. Rest. Rest for our souls. A doctor walked into a room while teaching stress management to an audience. As she raised a glass of water, everyone expected the doctor to ask the question, the half-full or the half-empty question. But instead, she smiled and she inquired, "How heavy is this glass of water?" All of the students in the class that day rang out a variety of answers, everywhere from 8 ounces of water to 20 ounces. And yet she replied, "The absolute weight doesn't really matter. It depends on how long you hold it. If you hold it for a minute, it's not a problem. If you hold it for an hour, then you have an ache in your arm. If you hold it for a day," she said, "your arm will feel numb and paralyzed. In each case, the weight of the glass doesn't change. But the longer you hold it, the heavier it becomes." She said, "The stresses and worries in life are like that glass of water. Think about them for a while and nothing happens. Think about them a lot longer and it begins to hurt. If you think about them all day long and all week long, then you feel paralyzed, incapable of doing anything. It's important to remember to let go of your stresses as early as you can," said the doctor. "Put all of your burdens down." And the Bible reminds us that it is the Lord Jesus who wants us to lay our burdens on His shoulder. He wants us to come to Him when the burdens of life weigh us down. So many people in our world today are lifting up in their life what we would call, or what they would call, solutions to their burdens, but they actually become even more burdens in their life. And yet Jesus said, "Rest in me." Find rest from your burdens. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 6, the Bible says, "Seeing it is a righteous thing which God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled," Paul said, "rest with us." Are you troubled today? Do you have burdens in your life? The Apostle Paul, writing to believers during a time of intense persecution, the Apostle Peter said, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." The word "care" speaks of anxieties or worries or burdens that you have in your life. Friend, listen to me. Jesus wants to be your burden bearer. And if you're a child of God today, the question is not, will the Lord shoulder your burdens? The question is, will I allow God to shoulder my burdens? In our text, we find a wonderful truth. I want to look at it this morning. If you're taking notes, would you write down with me number one? And would you write down the burden of Judah? The burden of Judah. You see, Judah had a great burden upon them. They were facing captivity, exile. Their rebellion had invited reproach. And this reproach had brought upon them God's reproof. For 70 years, they would be Babylonian captives. You can imagine the burden that would be upon every one of them, fathers and mothers. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 42, prophetically speaking in verse 22 of the first time of the Babylonian captivity, the Bible says, "But this people is robbed and spoiled. Everything that they worked for, everything that they had owned, everything that they had trusted in their life would come crushing down, and all of it would be taken away." We see, first of all, in our text here, as the Bible outlines it for us, we notice verses 1 to 2, their travels. You can picture in your mind's eye this morning being carried away into Babylon, a long convoy of mothers and fathers and children, grandmothers and grandfathers, all of them being taken away from their home. The journey would be about 1,400 kilometers. It would probably take them about 3 to 4 months to make the journey. And the Bible says all of their carriages are loaded, verse 1. It's full to the top. There's no room for anything else. And they're traveling through this desert land. When my wife and I were on a missions trip to Senegal, we were traveling from Dakar, Senegal, to St. Louis, where my brother-in-law's mission and ministry was located. And as we were on that African highway heading to St. Louis, we noticed in front of us a van, and that van had so much luggage traveled or packed on top that as they were driving down the highway, you could see the luggage sway back and forth. I mean, there's no possible way that you could get another suitcase on that van. It would never pass inspection here in North America. But as we got closer, we noticed that there was a gentleman on the bumper and he was holding it all in place. Incredible. The Bible says that as this convoy travels to their Babylonian captors, the Bible says as you look closely, you're going to see something that is really going to really boggle your mind. As you come closer, you'll notice that they are bringing with them their idols. Incredible. The Bible says these false gods that are made from wood and precious stone. In fact, in verse number 1, right away we get the names of these false gods, these idols, Baal and Nebo. And the Bible says that they are useless. They were powerless. In fact, look what the Bible says in verse 2. The Bible says, but themselves are gone into captivity. These idols that are supposed to be their protectors and are supposed to be watching over them and supposed to be their help and their security. Here, these powerless idols could do nothing to stop the captors from taking over them, could stop the invasion. These idols are useless. They are powerless. In fact, verse number 2, it says, they stoop, they bow down together in simple humiliation. These idols, God says, can do nothing for you, can help you in no way. We're living in a world today that people have a lot of burdens in their life. They have financial burdens, they have emotional burdens, they have spiritual burdens. And a lot of our world today, how they cope with these heavy burdens in life is they turn to drugs and they turn to alcohol. And their idea is that they're going to numb the pain or they're going to step away from reality. And yet, what do these idols, what do these drugs, the drugs and alcohol really do? They create more burdens in their life. They add more troubles into their life. It never solves the problem. It adds to the problems they're already experiencing. Because the reality is that you'll face reality again. And guess what? Those burdens are still going to be there. Someone will say, well, Pastor Burns, if I could just win the lottery, then all my troubles will be gone. Some of your troubles will be gone, but then you'll have new troubles, new burdens. Because that doesn't solve the issue. All you're doing is adding to the burdens you already are experiencing in your life. And here the Bible says the people of God, they're heading to captivity. And upon all the burdens they're already carrying, the Bible says they're bringing these idols which are adding to the burden they already have. We see number 2 in our text, the blessing of God, verse 3. The Bible says, hearken unto me, O hosts of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. God is saying, listen, I have something to say, something important to say. Would you listen to what I have to say today? I believe that God speaks through His Word. And as we read the Bible, it is God speaking to us. The Bible is inspired. It is God-breathed. And when God says to us in His Word, hearken unto me, God is saying to each of us, listen to what I have to say. I have a message for you. I have a message for me. God wants us to hear the message. What is the message? God says, don't carry the heavy burdens. Let me carry those burdens for you. Don't allow those burdens to weigh you down. No, let me be your burden bearer. I will carry you through. We see in this passage of Scripture, first of all, God's faithfulness. Would you write it down? God's faithfulness. He says in verse number 4, and even to your old age I am he, even to hoar hairs will I carry you. The older I get, I notice my hair is changing. It's turning gray and it's falling out. God says, listen, I'm going to be with you from when you are young until you're old, when your hairs turn gray. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there to the very end. I will always be with you to help you and to guide you, to deliver you. You can trust in me. I'll bear your burdens. The story of Joseph is a wonderful testament of God's purpose in our life, that God is always in control. When you read the story of Joseph, you must come to the conclusion that God was always in control of the circumstances of Joseph's life. Joseph faced a lot of burdens in his life. Would you agree with that? A lot of burdens. I mean, Joseph went through a lot of times in his life where he was put to the test. But you know, when you read the life of Joseph, there's one verse that sticks out that is greater than all the verses that explain and talk about the life of Joseph. There is one verse in the life of Joseph that is important and helps us to understand Joseph's confidence, and that is Genesis chapter 39. Would you turn there with me? Genesis chapter 39 and verse number 21. Genesis chapter 39. And verse number 21, one verse that stands out from all the others when we look at Joseph's life, and that's Genesis chapter 39, verse 21. Look what the Bible says. Can you read it with me? But the Lord was with Joseph. Isn't that wonderful? Through all of the burdens in Joseph's life, God was always there. He was faithful. From Joseph as a young man to an old man, God never failed him. God never left him. God was always there. God's faithfulness. From the very beginning, God was watching over Joseph to the very end. God is a faithful God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 9 says this, God is faithful. God is faithful. He will never leave us, friend, and He will never forsake us. He allows things that come into our life, but He is an all-wise God who's always in control, and He's always with us every step of the way. Not only do I notice God's faithfulness, but also I notice God's faculty. The Bible says in verse number 5, who can you compare to God in your life? The hymn writer said, where could I go but to the Lord? I mean, who would you turn to in the troubles and burdens of your life? Would you turn to the wisdom of the world? Would you turn to a bank account? Would you turn to your own wisdom? Would you turn to your own health? Would you turn to your own strength? Would you turn to the world? No, all of these things fail us. It is God who will help us and is faithful. Who compares to the Lord? I heard the story of a couple who were facing some tough circumstances, burdens in their life. And they were going through a hard time. And the wife said to her husband, honey, I think we need to pray. And he said, oh no, has it come to that? Oftentimes in our life, we explore every means we possibly can. We try to figure out, we try to scheme our way through it, we try to come up with a plan or create a solution. And when all else fails, we look to God and say, Lord, I guess you're all I have. Friend, listen, God is all we need. We must look to the Lord. And the Bible says in this passage of Scripture that God can help us. God can deliver us. God is all we need in our life. Judah had built, verse 6, they had built these idols. They'd brought together all of their precious stones and they hired a blacksmith to make a god. And the Bible says that they fall down and they worship this idol. They carry that idol around and they bear it upon their shoulder, verse number 7. And verse 7, the Bible says they find a place in their home and they find that place, and that place is where that idol sits, and that becomes their God. That becomes their confidence. That becomes their hope. And yet God says in verse 7, He says, I'll tell you something, that idol cannot save you from your trouble. That idol cannot bear your burden. That idol is not your answer. That idol is powerless and useless. God said that idol is vain. I am the Lord, He says, and there is none else. We see God's faithfulness. We see God's faculty. Notice if we could, letter C, God's fame. God's fame. The Bible says, remember this and show yourselves men. God says, be a man. Remember what I have to say and be a man. Make a decision. Don't follow the crowd. Don't follow the influence of the others. Be a man and understand that I am God and I'm faithful. Bring to your mind all the good works of God, He says. How much defeat we suffer in our Christian life today because we simply forget. We simply forget that God is faithful. We simply forget that God is always with us. We simply forget that God wants us to cast our burden upon Him, all of our cares, whether big or small. God wants us to put all of our cares on His shoulder. He wants us to carry them. He wants us to rest today. And yet how often we bear those burdens because we simply forget that God is there to help us. In Exodus chapter 13 in verse 3, God says, and Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, or the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out of this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. God says, remember, this was my work in your life. Remember the former things of old, how God was at work in your life, delivering you from Egypt, providing for your needs, giving them victory over impossible odds, crossing over the Red Sea by the hand of God, defeating Jericho as the walls came crumbling down. And God says, I was in control of all of it. I called out this people. I established you. I delivered you. This is my work. Remember what I've done in your life. I am God, He says. And there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. The Bible says that God knows the end from the beginning. What a wonderful thought. God knows the end from the beginning because He is much more than just a passive observer of the events of this world. The Bible says in verse 10 that His counsel will not fail. His counsel shall stand. The Bible teaches us that God will do all His pleasure. God's works and God's plans never fail because God is doing His pleasure. God isn't just watching the entire parade of history pass by. God is directing that very parade. He is in control. The Bible speaks here of the rising of Cyrus, a pagan. And He would deliver His people. This was God's work. This was God's doing. And God is saying, you can trust me. I'm in control of the events of this world. Remember, He says, I am in control. You can trust in me. Those idols can do nothing for you. I'm in control. You can have faith and trust that I will help you. You know, we are a blessed people today. We truly are. All of the blessings that we enjoy in our life today are from God. Do you believe that this morning? We have a home, a warm home to go to. We have a vehicle that we can drive. Many of us have two. And we have money in the bank. We have food on the table. God is providing the needs of our life each and every day. And God's working in the background to direct us and to guide us. He's a good God. He's a good God. And all the blessings that we have in our hand are all because of God's graciousness and God's goodness to us. But friend, listen to me. Never let the blessings from God become your God. Because those blessings become a burden in your life. And those burdens steal away God's joy where all the pressures of life become upon us. Come upon us. And God says, don't carry around those burdens. Let God be your burden bearer. Let God shoulder those burdens for you. Let God help you. I see thirdly in our text, the bidding of God. Verses 12. The Bible says, hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness, it shall not be far off. And my salvation shall not tarry. I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. I see, first of all, a request. In verse 12, God says, hearken unto me. Listen to what I have to say. I have an important message that you need to hear. If you're living today under the burden of life, then Christian, the message God has for you is that God wants to bear the burden for you. He wants to help you today. He wants to shoulder the weight of life upon His eternal shoulders. If you today are burdening the burden of your sin today, then Jesus paid it all. And salvation is near. You can put your faith and trust in Jesus today, and you don't have to go through life with that burden of your sin and that burden of its consequence. No, friend, today you can live life knowing that it is gone. Your sin is gone, and the consequences of your sin has been paid in the blood of Jesus. What wonderful rest you can have for your soul. So many times in our life we carry that burden, as Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 28, He told the multitude of people, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God wants to give rest for your soul, whether you know Jesus as your Savior, and we're talking about the burdens of life, or whether you don't know Christ, and you're lost and on your way to a devil's hell. Listen, the Bible says that salvation is offered, and salvation is near, and salvation is for a season, because you don't know when you'll step into eternity. So trust Jesus today. Trust Jesus today. But we notice in our text not only a request, but also there's a rejection. Here God calls them stout-hearted. The Hebrew word for stout-hearted means mighty and strong, but it's the wrong type of mighty and strong. The illustration is that of a stallion that's being broken in. And yeah, they're mighty and strong, but they're bucking and they're fighting against that work of the one who's on that stallion to bring it into submission. And God is saying of Judah, you're like that stallion. You are stout-hearted. You won't listen to what I have to say. And I'm offering an opportunity here. Well, I'll bear your burden, but you refuse. You say no to me. In Isaiah chapter 45, our last lesson, we looked at this verse in verse 9. It says, woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Are you fighting against God today? Are you fighting against God today? Don't fight against the one who has a perfect work for you, who has a perfect purpose in your life. And yet the Bible says they refused to hear God. They refused to let God carry their burdens. But they said, we will carry our burdens. We will do our own thing. There's a rejection. But also I want us to notice a reason. In verse 13, God says His salvation is near. You know, God is never late. God's never early. God is always on time. Think about it. His timing is perfect. And God says His salvation is near. God would deliver this people. They had to trust. They had to trust that God was ultimately in control. Why would you carry the burden, He said, when I'm going to take care of all of it? By the way, that's faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. This people could rest knowing God was in control. Joseph Scriven was born in Ireland in 1820. He lived in Ireland for the first 25 years of his life, and sometime in 1845, he immigrated to Canada. He was engaged to be married, but his fiancée accidentally drowned a few hours before they would be joined in holy matrimony. Joseph Scriven's heart was filled with grief and pain. He could have easily turned the other direction to bitterness and become angry toward God, but instead he gave his burden to the Lord. And God showed grace in his life. Years later, his mother was facing great burdens in her life. She had great trials and tribulations, and one evening Joseph Scriven decided that he was going to write a letter to encourage her. To encourage her to give her burdens to the Lord. And at the end of the letter, he wrote a poem. He said, "What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord." So who or what are you trusting in today? Are you carrying the burdens of life around you every day? Oh, they may be small today, but they become heavy as you bear them on your shoulder day after day and week after week. What about my children? What will happen to my children? What will happen tomorrow? What about my loved ones? What will happen in my life? What if I get sick? What if this or what about that? And we carry those burdens of life on our shoulders day after day after day after day. And God says, "Why don't you trust in me? Why don't you enter into rest? Why don't you just leave it with the God who's in control and knows the first and the last, the beginning and the end? I have and I know and I'll be there to help you." You know the poem, "The Footprints in the Sand." It's a popular poem. In that poem, it says, the one set of prints in the end, I hope I'm not spoiling it for you, but the one set of prints, the author is angry because he says, "Lord, you've left me all alone." And Jesus said, "No, that one set of prints is where I carried you." Because God wants to carry you today. He wants to carry those burdens. Are you carrying the burdens or are you trusting in the God who will carry you? The burden of Judah, the blessings of God, and the bidding of God. It comes down to this question. Jesus says, "Come, and I'll give you rest." Don't be stout-hearted today. Don't fight against God. Here's our prayer. "Lord, here's my struggles. Here's my burdens. I don't know about tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen, but you do. And today I'm going to choose to trust. And those burdens will come off." God help us today. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for your word. And Lord, all of us today have burdens. There's not an individual here or through the live stream that doesn't have burdens in their life. We all